Good morning, everybody. It's nice when you come up here and friends wave to each other. That was nice, Leah. Seeing you waving. Good morning, everybody. So we are still going through our ABCs of God series. I hope you've been enjoying it. I have really been enjoying it this year. I think it's an amazing thing to learn more about God. And you know, it's so important to learn more about God because I was talking with lots of the women a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about how when we learn with our minds, we can then grow in love in our hearts. And it's by thinking things through, by learning about God, by knowing about God, then we can truly love God. Then we can truly love Him. So we've got a new word today. Okay, we're going to do it a wee bit reverse. We're going to do the word first, and then we'll maybe do a wee bit of revision, and you'll probably see why later on. And our letter is W, and our word is what? Who can read that? Yes, Nate. Worthy. That's right, worthy. Now, do you know, what does worthy mean? What does it mean to be worthy? Yeah? Not quite. I know sometimes we use trusting in God. Well, God is worthy of our trust, isn't it? But what does it mean that He's worthy? Yeah? Yeah, He's worth something. So I broke this word down. Worthly. Worthly. That something has worth. Now that seems like quite a hard word to understand, but you know, we give worth to things all the time. Every day we give worth to things. So I've got a few pictures here, and we give worth to these things, don't we? When your parents or your mum or dad or whoever looks after you, they bought a house, there was a price on that house, and they decided, well, that house is worth that amount of money, and I'm going to part with that amount of money, and I'm going to pay it for that house. Or a car. The car is worth a certain amount of money. Some of you have phones already, don't you? And maybe your phone is worth a lot in terms of how much it costs to buy, but maybe it's worth a lot in how much time you spend on it. Maybe that's where you see the worth of something, how much time you spend on something. Even sometimes our worth can be how much we love things, so our toys. Maybe you really, really, really love toys or cars, toy cars, or you really love your Nintendo or your computer games, and because you love them, you have said to yourself, they are worth my love. So it's the worth that you give to something. Something is worth something. It's worth money, it's worth your time, or it's worth your love. Well, let me show you another thing, and I want you to tell me, what is this worth? Does anybody know, what is that for a start? What is that? Yes, Leah. A medal. Do you know what kind of a medal it is, Leah? What colour do you think it is? What's the best medal you can get? Is it a gold medal? A gold medal, yeah. A gold medal. And where do you think, Lauren, you can win one of these? There's a clue. Where might you win one of these? The something games. Yeah? Yeah? Olympic games, that's right. How much do you think one of these medals is worth? Yeah? A few hundred, do you think so? A few hundred. £1,000. Well, I actually don't know the figure because this medal is worth a lot more than that, and I'll show you why. So let's see the next picture. How much do you think this guy paid for that medal? Nothing. You think he paid nothing? Do you think he paid money for that medal? No. What did he do? What did he do? Yes, Naomi. He played tennis. So do you think I could go out today and I could play tennis and I could get a gold medal? What do you think? Do you know his name? Andy. Isn't that right? Andy Murray. What did he give up for that medal? Yeah. Yeah, he got so good at it. And do you know how he got so good? I'm going to tell you. When he was a little boy, he was really interested in sports. And his mum let him play lots of sports. She would let him play golf. And she would let him play rugby and tennis. But then one day he decided tennis was the thing that he loved the most. And he decided that tennis game and winning tennis was worth everything. And on weeknights, Andy Murray would go practice. On weekends, he would go to games. He would go to championships. And he would win his way through those championships. And every single minute of his life was dedicated to getting better and better and better at tennis. So whenever you look at him holding up that medal and you think, what did he pay for that medal? I'll tell you what he paid. He paid everything. He paid all his spare time. He set aside things that he really liked and really enjoyed, but would take away from how good he was at tennis. He put tennis, winning tennis, above everything else in his life. Well, what if I told you that that is exactly how God wants us to view him? That is what it means when the Bible tells us that God is worthy. You see, there are some things that we cannot buy, and a relationship with God is one of them. But we can say with our whole lives, with every single minute, with all the love in our hearts, with all the time that we have, even with the money and how we spend it, we can say, you, God, you are worthy. You are worth my time, you are worth my money, and you are worth my effort, and you are worth my love. Do you know, I was thinking about some of the words that we've gone through, and this is why our God is worthy. Our God is almighty. Our God is attentive. Our God is the creator who put the stars in place and he named them one by one. He is worthy. Our God is victorious. He has won the battle against death and sin and hell. He is worthy. Our God is merciful. He is kind to us. He is considerate of us. He looks upon us with love. He is worthy. And you know, someone said it in the Bible. Paul, he wrote this whenever he talked about how much he loved God and how much worth he put in God. He said, I consider everything rubbish. Everything is rubbish compared to the greater worth of knowing Jesus. Paul put knowing Jesus and loving Jesus above everything else. And that's what God wants you to do as well. He wants you to put your time and your love and your effort and your gifts and everything you have into saying God is worthy. Isn't that a good talk this morning? I want you to really think about this week, how you spend your time. And when you find yourself spending time on things that really aren't worth our time, I want you to remember, I am going to give this time to God. I'm going to put on some music and I'm going to worship him in song. I'm going to open my Bible and I'm going to worship him by reading his word. I'm going to talk to my mum or my dad about God and I'm going to worship him by speaking truth about him. I want you to think about that this week and try doing that. Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are a worthy God. We thank you that we don't sit here in an empty religion. We don't spend our time frivolously whenever we spend it for you. But Father, when we sit here in the presence of the Lord God Almighty, the Lord who is God. And Father, we thank you that you are a worthy God. There are so many words we have used to describe you over the last few weeks with the children. And we thank you that each one brings out something different and something new that we've had to learn together. But we couldn't fully describe you. And so instead we say you are worthy of all our praise, all our worship, all our effort, all our time, all our striving, all our money, Father. You are worthy of it all. And so we come before you today. And if we haven't yet already, we give our lives to you, Father. We pray that you would take them and use them for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.